ויש להם את זה רק כאילו מהילו ושמי. מהילו ושמי. ויש להם את זה רק כאילו going back to connect us up to the המשך of the Kabbalah. From Hillel and Shammai, the next generation is Yehudah and Zakkai. The officer of Noten mentions here, it's brought down other places in Chazal, a very interesting topic about the Hillel's Talmidim. It says as follows, Yehudah and Zakkai, Kivim Hillel and Shammai, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyul Hillel and Zakkai. He had 80 Talmidim. Thirty of them were mitzad on the trigger. They brought it to have a shows a shkina like Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why it didn't happen is because the door wasn't royal, otherwise there would be Nevi'im and Nevi'im like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloishim mehem roim lamoit lehem cham Yishuv ben Nun. And the 30 that were in a similar majority to Yeshua ben Nun could stop the Shemesh from going around. The Esim Beinuni, there were 20 in the middle somewhere. I don't know exactly what the Haggadah between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun. I had to find exactly what that is. Godel Shebukulam, Yenisim ben Azir. The biggest of the 80 was Yenisim ben Azir. So we have Targum. Kotin Shivakula, the Jehudah and Zakkai. This is a little high and dry. But
just on the katana they used to.
Tell me, right?
Katana.
Katana?
Like they used to.
Okay. This is a little Kotin Shivakula. It says in the Gemara, that Hillel was about to say Shir, and he asked him, Kol, Talmid HaRafonai. If they're all here, everybody's here. So they told him, yeah, everybody's here except for one. Kotin Shivahem, not here. He says, you better go get him. If it's not Kotin Shivahem, the whole world is going to stand on him. That's Yehudah and Zakkai. The whole world of, this is very important for the understanding of our Mishnah. Omrolov, it's a Gemara also, even in greater length than it says it over here. Avav Shimon, Avav Yehudah ben Zakkai, Shalo Yeniach Mikro, Mishnah, Gemara, Halochas, Agodos, Tosefdos, Diktukei Torah, Diktukei Soifim, Vekol Amidah Shavavon. Vechol Dovah Vedovah Shabbatei Lo Yeniach Shalo Elamah. He didn't leave anything out. He covered everything that there is. Nakayim Hashanem, Lahan Kol Oyub Ayesh, Vetusei Ramalek. This is a Chokm Shavera. What the other 79 like? It's a problem. That's beyond our conception. But Yehudah ben Zakkai is the description. Even if we would assume Chas V'Shol, that the understanding of Yehudah ben Zakkai and all of these things that the Price clarifies is within the top realm of our Hasoga, even Mikra. So I know how I understand Mikra. Maybe I can understand how my Rebbe understands Mikra. Maybe I can understand what the Gilui Achrayim learned Mikra. Maybe even a little bit I learned from the Rishonim how they learned Mikra. But let's stretch our imagination to the ultimate. And we'll say that the level of understanding that he was on, of all of these areas, this is totally beyond our conception. A person to have such a yediyah b'Torah, he didn't leave anything out. And no one qualified to get him to be a Kotin Shevet. So what does he say? Who are your Imam? What was his memory? His memory was short and sweet. And after this Havdorah, you can see that he was the proper person to say this. In the Ma'at Torah Harbe, if you learn a lot of Torah, I'll touch it to you guys. Don't pat yourself on the back. You don't have got Torah? Nice. Don't pat yourself on the back. Ki l'kach no tzarto. That's what you were created for. Short and sweet and very uncool. What is the mission telling us? What is the mission telling us? I'll tell you the truth. If one day I should be Zerk, it's going to the Harvey. Very nice. Yeah, it was back. Okay. If I would see somebody who was there to win the Harvey, I'd be much more. I wouldn't pat him down on the back. I mean, I would stand up for him. That's a very amazing accomplishment. And the explanation of the mission is Gilchach Matzarto. You understand? No, that's nobody can. You can't learn Torah if you weren't created to learn Torah. It's clear. But if a person was created to learn Torah, it doesn't mean that all he had to do is get born and he knew the Torah. He was created with the capabilities that with 50 years of non-stop, you give the Torah, Milas the Torah, Liu Torah Lishma. So then he'll know Torah. That's a very respectable accomplishment that a person brings out what he was created for and completes the job. There's an opposite problem. And that the Rabbeinu Yehuda brings it in as explaining the Mishnah. That you get the impression, especially from the Lashon of the Braisa here, that Torah has a shir. He learned Mikra. I understand. He learned Mikra, he didn't finish. He started to learn Mishnah. He learned Mishnah, didn't finish. He started to learn Gemara. He's still not finished. Still, there's a Kodos, there's Seftas, be safe from all. But when you finish that list, everything. So how it's left. The Morin Eidron says that that's a whole drasha, like the drasha, because we start a little late, we'll skip it. We'll just say the bottom line of it. The Morin says that, and the bottom line, how big is there? The Morin says that from the different psukim, there's a shir that comes out from it. Cholin and Yom, there is bigger than the world. How much bigger? So the Gemara brings the whole list of psukim, and the exact cheshen comes out 3,200 times bigger. 3,200 times bigger than what? Than the place I'm sitting on. It's also quite large. But chlor from the psukim over there, that means everything that we know, that any scientist or even any philosopher can imagine is what's called the Bria, what's called cosmos. The whole existence, everything that changes my gracious, that's a unit of one. Multiply that by 3,200 times, and then you get some idea what to go about. We are very, very difficult with this Gemara, and I'm trying to explain it, because it's beyond us. Because, you're a mathematician, right? What's 2 times infinity? What's 2 times beyond conception? 2 times beyond conception is no closer or further away than 1 time. So we have a problem with it. But one thing that would be clear to us is that since Torah is enormous to the degree that a speckle of sand, a piece of sand, is huge compared to a person towards the Torah. So, what do you mean you learn the Torah Harvey? Even if you know Zvira and Zaka, you accomplish that whole list. One or the other, we don't understand. If he's a human being, some level of a human being, the Mechayra, all it could add up to is a small grain of sand, a microscopic grain of sand. But the Torah Harvey, relative to Torah, the Torah is bigger than believe safe, believe will. Infinity is too small a word to infinity is too small a word to say for us. So, what's the harm in
it?
sometimes the door is open.
Yeah.
The Benihana says, I'm not sure exactly what we were up to before, so.
We were up to 2 times infinity.
2 times infinity, right?
Yeah.
So, there's a double problem here. What is it that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is referring to when he says, in the matter to Torah Harbe? If it's talking about relative to the Torah, that's a very difficult concept to understand how a human being can accomplish. But certainly as long as he's in the Olam Hazeh. And if we're talking about some human level, which is 0.000 infinity zeros, 1% of the Torah, so what's the pat yourself in the back? What's the chiddush? So the Benihana says, he breaks up the mission in two, which is a chiddush and pshat, and he brings this idea into the first act. He says, imara to Torah harbe. So 2 points I make. Number one, al toxic type of atzmach. You would think that there'd be room to pat yourself on the back, and he tells you no. Why? You think you're finished? You still haven't gotten off starting point. You bend over like about ready to take the first step. Nice. That's very nice. But don't you think you should take the first step? You're still at the beginning. Right? You dusted off the cover. You're just about ready to open it. It's fine. Masai Tasika the Emsa. Before you start patting yourself on the back, then you think you should get to the middle at least. Or that, so Kiratayarukhamitzmidorchalaminiyom. This is a positive in one area of indirections. It gets to 3,200 times bigger than the cosmos. Then you know so good Alexeha. It's not within human capability. The chur means even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai human capability to get to the end. The kama kol odem ruch mimano. Ve'ech taksek tev el atzma, lo se tev achas mini elef. Ma she yesh lo asas. So it's not clear. It's not so clear how he fits it into the Mishnah. But al taksek tev el atzma chol, he brings this point in to explain Atatot Ratzmacha, because without going into Bilachach Mitzvah, but there's an intrinsic mistake. Atatot Ratzmacha is a mistake. The halamin that you're going to be Atatot Ratzmacha, a person's in the middle of a job, and it's going well, but he's still in the brand of, he's gotten almost first third done, right? There's no time then. It's not a person's tether that you start sitting back and patting yourself on the back. You don't have time for that. You're busy doing the job. When a person's in the middle of doing the job, there's no back patting. A person has elections. A person's working on elections, and after the first round of campaigning, the polls are showing in his favor. He better not sit back and pat himself on the back, because that's a very good way not to get to the fame. That's bullshit, that there's no room for that. When a person's in the middle of the job, yet he's still barely started, even if things are going nicely, there's no room for that back. The second half of the Mishnah, Ki Lechach Mitzarto, so the Benihana says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yimtziyach wa yesh ma'ayin rak la'aseh teretz. What's the reason why you were created? Baruch Hu created each individual for one purpose. The one thing that the Baruch Hu wants out of a person, this needs to be explained. The Chach Mitzarka, this is the reason why you were created. That once you were created, this is what you should do. What's it all about? It's about Rachlas Historiosa. The Gamazir Tam in the Holahaks of Tayyar Ratzmah. He must use the Tayyar Habe. Kilachach Matzaka. The Marshal, the Baal Choyv, Shapola is Choyva. A person borrowed money, And then he was so kind as to pay it back. No thanks necessary. It's nice he paid it back. I mean, I'd much rather deal with you than the person who didn't pay it back. But Maxik Toiva, you don't get any thanks because you pay back a loan. The person fulfills a responsibility. That's emotional. So the Rebbeinu, because of these difficulties, splits the Mishnah in two chapters today, the Chiddush, and says that there's a double header. He had to put in the simple pshat, Kilchach Mitzart, as the reason why Al Tachzat Teiv La'atzmecha, he couldn't deal with that. That's not acceptable. Because there's a earlier reason why you can't be Machzik Teiv La'atzmecha. So then you have to split it in two and chat. And said, Al Tachzat Teiv La'atzmecha Mitzat Atzmecha. From the Torah Mitzat the Torah itself. That you thought that you were at the end. Mistake. You weren't even close. You're at the beginning. That's one reason. You're just at the beginning of the job. Second thing is, Kibachach Nitzart. Both need to be explained. Both parts of this needs some, we need some assistance to understand properly. And Zakai, we would assume, we have a right to assume, is speaking from experience. That means that even after he's learned everything, after he's listening, you know, the Bilyan still tells him, Al Tachzat Teiv La'atzmecha. The says on himself, he says, listen to me. First you get up to my level. When you make my level, and you go beyond me, then you think again. But at least up to where I know, Bilyan says, Al Tachzat Teiv La'atzmecha. Because if you think you're at the end of things, you're barely off the beginning. So Moshe, what's the pshat? If you give him a Zakai's accomplishment, it's not an accomplishment, then what do we do? So it seems that you have to understand in Torah that there is a hierarchy, there is a duplex level. Each person has his chelik in Torah. That means when a person is born, Kilchach Matzarta, day one, you're given in, even before you're in Matzarta, you're given a full preview of everything that a person is supposed to learn in this world. When a person starts learning Torah, for example, he's in Kita Aleph or wherever it is, and he starts learning Torah, and his capabilities are knowing the 22 letters backwards and forwards. That's his chelik in Torah. Basically, he doesn't really have much sugya beyond that. That's his chelik in Torah. If he's diligent, he can complete that level of Torah. When you complete every level of Torah, what happens is that you find out, you know, you finished Aleph Beis. Nice. You think you finished? No. That was just a Hagdama. Now you can start reading. So it gives you the Siddur. And when you finish the Siddur, we give you a Chumash. And when you finish the Chumash, we give you the next Chumash until you finished all of the Aracha. And then when you finish all of Torah Shabbat, we say, nice. You think you finished? No. That was the Hagdama. Now you need Torah Shabbat. Everything that you learned in Torah Shabbat, you can't understand properly without Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat, that's a lifetime job. But let's even say, on the surface, lowest level, that a person has accomplished the lowest level of the translation of the words that it says by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's learned all of the Gemaras, Daf Yom Yeshia, the Yerushalmis, the Tosefta's, the Drashim, all of the Torah Shabbat level on simple time. So somebody who hasn't done it, that can see him as tremendous accomplishment. And very possibly, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on the next Mishnah is going to start giving out Tzion Yishbach for his Talmidim. They were his Talmidim, which means that they were lower than him. For somebody who's looking at the other person, the other person has to recognize the godless of Torah. and each person relative to the other one, and looking at the other person. So then we look at him according to his chilek, and look at what he's accomplished. That's a proper statement to say that a person who has done something like that knows Torah. But the person himself, just like the child when he finishes siddur, when he finishes olive base, one day opens his eyes and says, "You mean all of those things on the shelf that seem meaningless to me, all of a sudden this light bulb goes on. These are words that you can read them. You put them together and they say things." And then he realizes that he was just working on the tools. Now with these tools, there's this huge capabilities in front of him. So the same thing that's true in Katniss that every person sees on the lower level, the same thing is true on the higher levels, each level according to his level. When a person reaches Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's level, or any improvement according to our generation, let's say, so then when you're coming near to the seal, when you're about ready to make a seal, all of a sudden, the lightning bolt hits you. And then you realize you haven't gotten off the starting point. What you were doing until now was the Hagdama. And the Hagdama is nice. A person learns a Hagdama. It's very important to learn Hagdamas. Now, very good to have your tools. It's really about time you get down to work. Because that's chapter 1, chapter 2. And at every stage of the game, the difference between the level that you're on and the level that you start being aware of is the difference between a total world and the entrance to the world. The difference between everything that you didn't tell now wasn't, it's a third of it, a tenth of it, it's nothing of it. It's a haskalah, it's a sehagdam. It brings you to the doorstep. The Eimech HaDochah is, so what is it? There's no mitzvahs, there's no mishnayim, so what is beyond what we know? No. It's all goes back to the Psukim of Tereshavikza and the Mishnayim of the Gemara of Tereshavikza. It's all there. However, we're not aware of it. We're not aware of it. At every level of accomplishment in learning, a person, Mimamushach, if he has not become aware of a greater level, then he hasn't accomplished earlier. That means that you fudged it somewhere. You were sleeping. You weren't doing it properly. If there are no eye openers, if you didn't see any new worlds open up, new understandings, a whole realm of understanding what Torah is all about, if you can really feel, then not only I'll talk to the Torah, before you should beat yourself up. Something's very wrong with the way you're learning. You feel so accomplished. Uh-oh, something wrong with the system. Better redo it or something. You didn't do it right. That's the problem there. Because when you really accomplish it, you always get back to starting point. Always get back to starting point. The morale other Mephoshim bring here with it more says in Sanhedrin, Odom la'omu u'dulotim. Man is a very specific, very interesting creation. It was a creation that was created to be in a constant state of Omo. Omo is, the morale explains what it means, is the efforts that a person has to expend to bring out his potential and to actualize his potential. So it seems that a person is born with a certain potential. In the Olam Chofshi, the outside world, a person talks about potential generally up to the age of around 20. By children, by youth, maybe up to 30, talk about potential. There's a potential to become, when he grows up, he will be. And when do you grow up? So you grow up in around 20, 30, and you're all grown up, you're accomplished, you've become whatever you've become. Each person has found his niche in the world, and that's called grown up. What happens between 30 and 90? By most people, it's basically the same. I'm talking outside of 30, outside of the limit. Yes. Wherever you were, you continue down the path. Maybe you get, you know, some raises and advancements in the system. But basically, you are what you are. Now you're doing it. You've become an X. So now you act as an X. This one's a farmer, now it's a baker, now it's a this, now it's a that. You're not the doctor. But the potential and the actualization of potential is only in a secondary level. Chazal is a very strong language for this. They call this Roshoim Chayim Freemason. A person who's basically the same 2 years later that he was 2 years before, if the basic definitions are the same, then what has he been doing? He's a dead man. He's a living dead man. There are dead living men and living dead men. There's not too far from that. There's a big basic forest, and there's a lot of living people there. Around here, Gdolim said, see, that person is a big tombstone. He carries around a big tombstone on his back. It says, Poi Nikra Arava Godel, Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva Hagdol. The whole thing the guy's carrying on the back. He's a salesman, but he's carrying on the back a tombstone. Because he thinks he's just a salesman. And truth of the matter is, he had potential, all the normal you love. The creation of man is an unending wellspring of potential that has this formula that you have only two places, Torah and man. That every actualization of potential produces a whole nother realm of potential that makes the accomplishment, the actualization that we're talking about until now, merely a beginning, merely something. Its only significance is that it brought you up to where you are. So that you're able now to start the new attempt. Man is a creation. Adam Omu Yula, this is man's tachlis. I think it's a beautiful marshal. Says, what's the problem? The problem is that usually we understand there's a starting point, there's efforts, and then there's a goal. So it has to end somewhere. You start from someplace, you go somewhere, and you get there. So it takes you 20 years to get there, I get there in 20 years to get there. When I say, Adam Omu Yula, that means a man's essence was a creation of a constant process of bringing out potential acquisition. Which means that as long as you're a human being, as long as you're not called or showing your chayim, as long as you're a living Adam, you're a person that was created the way he was created, Adam Omu Yula, you'll never accomplish. Because any accomplishment, you'll never get past the almost stage. Because any accomplishment leaves us a little understanding. There should be a task that you have to attain. He uses it as a marshal, which is it's a marshal, just you have to work up from that marshal to understand the idea. He says the shlims of a shemesh, that all of the heavenly bodies, is that they're in constant motion. There, when a person reaches shlemus, that's his menuch. You have to start from where you're going. You have to make effort. You have to attain. You have to accomplish. What's accomplishment? Accomplishes to be what you are totally. What is a shemesh? Sun. What is the sun's job? To be in constant motion. The constant motion of the sun. That is the tachasus. The shleimus ha'olam is that creation that is in constant motion. Tzadikim ein lehem menucha lo yilu b'yom hazeh v'lo yilu b'yom habo. You think it's over when you say, oh, so you say, you know why? The world is so big that olam hazeh can't finish everything. So there's you get a schar l'yom habo. That may be true to a certain degree. But in a hoilchim mechoil el choil. Adam Habo. Settle into your chair, Adam Habo.
Sefer.
Exactly how it works over there with you. So all of a sudden, knocking on the door, you have to move up. You have to move, sorry. Take all your.
You're moving up.
Next. Next, next, next. Not quite sure how long you're at each point. But the Cholofin, the Soyd is that there is living here, which you have both in Torah and in the Makabala Torah, which is a human being, is the Soyd HaNetzach. The place, as Chazal say, Yisrael V'Reisim Kitchu Bruchu Chadbu, there is a unity of quality that only these three have. The Baruch HaMalim, Kaviyoga, the Torah and Klaisa. These are different than any other existence in the world, that they are indeed, by definition, beyond Gvul. They are indeed in the very essence, in the source essence.
Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though Kaviyoga is in Seif, and he has no Chasam, no Gvul in any shape, way, or form. Apple Pekin, Kishe Yitzir at Sinai, he gives Shamsham Shkina Seif in Shtei Vareyar, in Shtei Akruvim. He can bring himself into Gvul and to exist within whatever level of Gvul that he should so desire. Man and Torah are two equivalent creations in that they have this relationship also, that although in their essence they have no Gvul, Torah has no Gvul. The human neshama, the human existence, has no Gvul. There's no end. All the normal human. After Peking, this is the Ayyimik HaYimik, that the Rebbein Shalom, his Torah, and his Neshama, his Kaisel, he flew down into the depths of Gvul, into the depths of finiteity, where we look at ourselves, we never had a habit of patting ourselves on the back, because we see ourselves generally on the unaccomplished side. We see ourselves how much that we're still little human beings. But we can understand where maybe Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai could have to deal with the subject of the Matzah Tarharbi. Most people, I don't know, maybe there are people like that, but most people, I think, are too busy dealing with the fact that the Matzah Tarharbi to be worried about. The two sides are two sides of the same coin. Because a human being is that tremendous creature, that creation that was created Bedavka to be in this double place system, where wherever he starts, there is an omel. Omel means there is a bekoyach and there is a bepoel. That means there's a task ahead of me. I can make efforts and I can accomplish. There is an accomplishment. In a pure infinite system, there's no accomplishment. In a system that has no gvul b'chlal. There's no, everything is totally infinite. So there's no steps. There's no way of saying that you started something, you worked on it, you accomplished it. That existence exists only in a world where there are steps. So this is the Netzach, the Toich Elam Azeh. This is Yerida's Toich. This is an inkling, some bit of understanding of what it says in Chazal, that Ikeshkina B'Tachdein. The Chidr, the Rotzein HaElyein, what the Benjamin wanted, was to have Shekhinah in this world. The combination, the Achdus, between the Gvul and the Bilti Gvul, the capability of Omo, of actualization, of bringing out my Koyach L'Avapoyel, that's only in this world. But, not as a whole thing, it's limited. If there's any limits on here in any form? No. That's what Virchon comes and tells you. If you get to the end of what in later days certainly is the height of human conception, what Virchon and Zakkai accomplished, so sitting from up there on that pinnacle on top of the har, he turns around and he looks down at all the people that are below, And he says, listen, as far as you're concerned, I'm at the top. And I'll tell you that even at this top, it's just the beginning. It's just that you haven't gotten off first base. Why? This is how I understand the connection. How the holy bin of the Chachma Sartre is a connection to the two parts of the bin of the Zaz. Ki the Chachma Sartre. The Banisham created man specifically to be the Kli Kivul of Torah. And therefore it had to be such a creation that matches Torah. Torah has Tayyag Mitzvahs, Ramach HaShosah. Kaman has Tayyag Aveyos, Ramach HaShosah. The Mian and Torah are exactly duplicates. They're made to fit one another. Just like Torah, although it has gruel, no gruel beyond any conception, Abba P. Cain the Persian did bring down Torah, Al-Horitz, and he was Moses Law. So to Odom, Spukaya, it's never ending. He's infinite. Netzach Yisrael, Ela Menucha B'chol Yerukoy. But the process is one in this world where there is a process of Koyach L'Kapra. This Hagdama, this Mishnah is a Hagdama now. We're going to start now, I don't know how long it's going to take us, to go through the very, very difficult subject of the Chamesh Talmidim of Yechel and Zakai. And there's a whole series of Mishnahs now that the rest of the parak, basically, most of the quick part of the parak, a whole series of the five Talmidim of Yechel and Zakai and all the different things that they have to say. This Mishnah here, and this Yisrael that we're learning now, and I'm repeating it, I'm trying to clarify it because it is a Hagdoma. This is a Yechel and Ben Zakai. This is the Rebbe speaking. All the Talmidim are Talmidim of this Rebbe. The Rebbe is the Rebbe who has accomplished the epitome of our understanding of accomplishment in Torah. That for anybody below that level, who would look up to Rebbe Yechel and Zakai and say, Rebbe Yechel and Zakai, pat yourself on the back. You learn Torah Harvey. Rebbe Yechel and Zakai says, nice fellows, I understand that's the way you think, but it's a mistake. You have a mistake? I'm up here on the pinnacle of the Matzah Torah Harvey heart. And you know what? If you come up the top of the Everest, no. No. I barely crawled out of the dungeon. I'm about ready to start climbing up the mountain. Why? That is the essence of the creation of man. The steer between the Gvul and the Bilti Gvul, where does it start from? It goes back to the very essence of the human being. That he's a Bilti Gvul, is a Chekal Kama Mal Mitzad Nishmasai. The Nishma is the highest ruchnistic existence as a Gria, as a Bura, as something that was created, even higher than the Malachim. And the Tzadik Guf, that we're more familiar with. That's very, very, very fiery. That's very, very, very Yashmi. Man is neither by himself. We say in the morning, Elokai, Nishama Shem Sato, B. Who's B? The Guf. Elokai, Neshama that you gave me. Who's me? Goof. The goof is me and Neshama is just a... No way. There's no way that we can understand that the B is the goof and the Neshama is implanted in me, the goof. No way. If the Neshama would say, Elokai, goof, Shenasatali, we may be able to hear it, it would be also wrong. There's no such statement anywhere. Because the being, the existence, the essence of human being, is that that contains the steer, it contains both together. The being is not the goof. That same being could say, I have a goof and I have an ashram. What am I? It's very difficult to point at it, because it's not something that can be seen. It's the whole that is more than the chilek of the parts. The human being is that that combines. It's the totality, not just guf plus neshama. It's that totality that together you need a guf and a neshama. All together you get a third thing, it's called me. It's the person himself. When a person has its most inner nikudu, the pintle yid type idea, that's not even coming from the neshama. The person himself, is the essence himself, that's the bee speaking. And that's the guf and the neshama are neither of the two. Both of them are neither. It's that combines and contains within them both. This is what human being is all about, and this is what Nivra Torah is all about. This is what Yechon and Zaka is Hakdomo. He didn't say Hakdomo, I mean, just in terms of the mission itself. Yechon and Zaka says, whatever tremendous gilui that's given to you, you should know it's only Hakdomo. So in that way, this is also like that. That before we start the very Eimik, the difficult sugya that's in front of us, the sugya of the Chumash Talmidim, he gives us just one little statement. To put us in perspective. Know what it was his Torah, what did he teach? What were the Chamish Talmidim? What was the Chamish Talmidim of who? So he, Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, who are your Imam? Who was Rav Yechon ben Zakkai? He was the Loimed Torah Harbe. He was the epitome of the knowledge of Torah Harbe. And could be that's the Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, the Greiser and the officer of Nosen brings. This is the epitome of our understanding of Torah Harbe. And then there was just as a hagdama to that. But do you know who he was? He was the cotton of the Talmud. There were 79 others that were bigger than him. It's just again to point out, wherever you get to, whatever understanding you're up to, whatever your sugya is, when you'll relate to that stage that's above it, you'll find out that you're at the beginning. This will be the beginning. Of this again, Mr. Shem, which will start next week.